From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. The Barbershop Harmony Society is the largest all-male a cappella singing organization in the world. Barbershop singing is truly an American art form. It's music in a very pure form, created with nothing but human voices coming together to create a rich and satisfying texture of sounds. Barbershop singing flourished in the early 20th century in the United States, and barbershop groups today often prefer the songs from that period. The notes sung by the voices are usually close to each other in pitch, resulting in tight chords or what is known as close harmony. Barbershop harmony is four-part a cappella harmony, and although barbershop-style music is usually built on simple melodies and is relatively easy to sing, the a cappella style is one of the most challenging for a vocal ensemble. So basically, barbershop is harmonizing, and what a fantastic sound it makes. Let's listen to a little bit of barbershop now. Here's a song that I really like.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless I'm in love with you, in love with only you. Maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you, in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances are terrible chances that I'll be taking fine at the start, then left with a heart that is left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you, in love with you.
Very, very sweet. When you listen to that kind of singing that was popularized in the early part of the 20th century, it's easy to hear how it influenced even people like the doo-wop singers of the 50s, and of course a little later on in the 60s, the Beach Boys, who perfected harmonies for the modern era. My guest on today's field trip is Mr. Phil DeBar, who is the music director of both the Marin and Santa Rosa Barbershop Harmony Societies, and he's here in the studio today to tell us about barbershopping, as it's known, and the Marin Barbershop chapter in particular, which is known as the Marin Chorus of the Golden Gate. Please welcome to the field trip, Mr. Phil DeBar. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you, Mitchell. Awfully glad to be here and share our music and hopefully grow our chorus here that rehearses in San Anselmo every Monday night.
And how long have you guys been around?
The Marin chapter is more than 60 years old, continuously performing and rehearsing since the early 50s.
Well, now, the Barbershop Harmony Society is legally and historically named the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
And incorporated.
Incorporated, that's indeed right. It is. And it's the first of several organizations to promote and preserve this barbershop music as an art form. Tell me a bit about barbershop music.
Barbershop music actually started as a popular form in the mid-19th century, mostly with the songs of the form of the Stephen Foster songs and songs like Dixie in the mid-19th century. Four-part harmonizing was a part of all of the tent shows and vaudeville shows throughout the 19th and early 20th century. And in the pre-microphone, pre-radio era, it was because songs were written for people to sing and to sing in their homes and around the piano. And when you had a million seller, it meant a million copies of sheet music, which had a piano arrangement and often had a harmonizing arrangement, either soprano, alto, tenor, bass, or male quartet, TTBB, a tenor, tenor, baritone, bass. It's been a part of American culture for well over 150 years, and most people found out about it actually in the modern era, in the post-radio era, found out about it either on the radio, and there were lots of radio quartets in the 20s and 30s and 40s. They also found out about it from The Music Man, the Broadway musical that came out in the late 50s with touring companies that still happen, and a revival on Broadway that happened about 10 years ago. It has a barbershop quartet in that show called The Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills became pretty famous in the 50s and 60s, had a Columbia recording contract, put out more than a dozen albums. And I have to say that the Buffalo Bills were the group that I heard first on the Music Man record. And then I pedaled my bicycle downtown from suburban Syracuse, New York, down to the main library and got a Buffalo Bills album from the Syracuse Public Library.
So that when you first became interested in barbershop music?
Yes, in 1972. I've been doing it for 40 years.
Did you have any singing experience before you got into that?
Oh, I was a singer and a musician in school and a dancer in musicals well before that. But my high school was mounting a production of The Music Man, and that's when I went down to the library and got hooked.
Now, barbershopping is called that because it originated in barbershops, right? Guys would get together and harmonize in barbershops, and it became barbershop singing.
Well, the barbershop in the late 19th century was more like a meeting place for men, and it was a prime venue for, you know, amateur music making as well.
Well, I know that a key aspect of the society's mission is in the preservation of the barbershop music, and I know that it maintains something called the Old Songs Library, and that has over 100,000 titles, and that's the largest sheet music collection in the world, except only in the Library of Congress.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? It's an art form not only in the preserving of those songs and those tunes, but there's some quite extraordinary artwork and sociology to be found from this, from those copies of sheet music. I myself have about 1,000 pieces of vintage sheet music, and it's fascinating.
Well, let's listen to another lovely tune. This is a wonderful tune, not that well known, but it's by a couple of my favorite songwriters, Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley. This is from 1970. The song is called Pure Imagination, and it's sung by a group called Metropolis.
Come with me. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want a new paradigm, simply look around and you win. Anything you want to do. Change the world. There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Free.
If you truly wish to be, you can fly. All you've gotta do is try.
Well, that's a beautiful example of how those voices are separated and yet to ring together when they are in harmony. Just beautiful. Well, if I'm not mistaken, it was new technology that pushed music forward around the 1930s and 40s. Is that correct?
The 1930s, once radio and sound reinforcement, electronic sound reinforcement came in, songs began to be a little more jazzy, a little more complicated to sing. You can sing louder and faster and higher into a mic than you can unmiked. And that enabled singers to, and the songwriters of the 30s and 40s and 50s to write more complicated songs that were meant to be kind of just sung spoke into microphones. That Bing Crosby was the first master of that very easy, very quiet, very quick, very jazzy use of the microphone. And so as vaudeville died out, as well as when radio came in the 20s and 30s, some men in the Midwest, led by a character named O.C. Cash, decided to form the Barbershop Quartet Society in 1938 to preserve the harmonies because they weren't being performed as much. And those old songs are very singable songs because they were written for ordinary people to sit around and play around at the piano and to harmonize on their own. Whereas, you know, once you get into Gershwin and the jazz music of the 30s and 40s, which this radio station celebrates, those songs are harder to sing. They're much more complicated chords and rhythms. So we're preserving the old songs. We're preserving a part of American culture.
And I know that these guys had a bit of a sense of humor because the name is actually a bit of a spoof on all the 1930s and 1940s government agencies of the FDR era.
Yeah, the alphabet agencies.
So they called the society what?
The Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Well, that's easy for you to say. Incorporated.
SBEBSQSA.
But that's lately been updated.
Well, in our marketing materials now, we just call ourselves the Barbershop Harmony Society. And it's fun, it's artistic, it's social. Anybody can do it. They're easy songs. If you can carry a melody, we can teach you how to harmonize. And we do it every Monday night.
Let's just talk a little bit about the people who sing. One of the singers is the tenor, which is the highest voice, right?
Right.
The next is the lead, and that's most of the time the person who sings the melody. Now, there's also the baritone who harmonizes.
The baritone is the other embedded part. When the melody goes up, the baritone goes down. And when the melody droops down, the baritone sings higher than the melody. And the bass is always below the melody.
And that's the lowest voice of them all.
The lowest voice. And I do need to say that women do barbershop as well. And you know what? Instead of calling themselves soprano, soprano, alto, alto, when they do barbershop, the Sweet Adeline Society, they call it tenor, lead, baritone, bass as well.
Well, let's listen to a bit. What are we going to listen to now?
Well, you know, the Marin County is actually one of the capitals of a cappella. For over 25 years, there's been the a cappella contest, national a cappella contest series called the Harmony Sweepstakes. And every May, they have the final contest of the Harmony Sweepstakes at the Marin Civic Center. We'll hear a barbershop-based group called Metropolis, very entertaining group. They do traditional barbershop and jazz songs, which is what we'll hear next. We'll hear Nat King Cole's Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Oh, I love that song. Okay, here we go.
Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye. Your story's so touching, it sounds just like a lie. So straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your straighten up and fly right. straighten up and fly.
That was great, really terrific. Well, be sure and tune in to next week's field trip to listen to the second part of my interview with Mr. Phil DeBar, the music director of the Marin and Santa Rosa Barbershop Harmony Society.